Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. What's up, everybody, and welcome to The Early Edge. A very happy Wednesday to everyone in the chat specifically, and to you, Chad Eubanks, who was up 5 units last night. Speaking of fives, let's take a look at the recap screen and see how we did. 5-2. We'll take that pretty much every time. Nice bounce back from a couple of average pedestrian days. I know a lot of you were sweating that Mets first 5 money line with me. At plus money, that's back-to-back plays at plus money, pretty much even money. But that was a fun sweat, was it not? Fifth inning, the Mets absolutely explode. Frankly, they should have gotten runs prior to that. Buto had a bad first inning, but really settled in after that. We end up winning comfortably, at least by all appearances, it was comfortable. 6-3 at the end of 5. Let's see if we can run back some positive sweats today on a Wednesday with our Wednesday crew. What does that mean? That means Martin Green. That means Tim Doyle and Mike McClure. I saw Japan in the chat earlier saying, we've got day baseball today. And Mike, that makes me think of you because I know we might have a day game you might be interested in. And Sportsline members probably already know what that play is. Tim Doyle, he's wearing the degenerate shirt. I absolutely love it. You got the golden hammer. How are you doing today?
See, I would rather bet and lose than not bet at all. So the fact that you guys had a winning day yesterday, yes, I'm excited about this wacky Wednesday.
All right, wacky Wednesday indeed. Martin Green, let me ask you this. By the way, most of you recall yesterday, Tim, I'm sure you were watching, we had the showdown. It was me versus Buckets. He had that 3-0 lead going into the fifth, and that's how it goes for Buckets. 1-26 in showdowns against me. It's not a made-up stat. 1-26. Mind you, none of those are soccer plays, so he's still undefeated in that realm. Just wanted to throw that one out there. Martin Green, we're still in the thick of Champions League, are we not?
We are, Sia, yes. There was the first semi-final concluded yesterday. Borussia Dortmund beat Paris Saint-Germain 1-0. It was a ridiculous game. PSG hit the woodwork 4 times, hit the crossbar, hit the post again, and bar again. So it was a brutal game for anyone that bet on overs. Great for anyone that bet on unders, although I don't think there were many of them. And we have the other game tonight, which is Real Madrid versus Bayern Munich, which I'll be breaking down shortly.
All right, we'll get to that game in 1 second. Mike McClure, I got a yes or no question for you. It's Wednesday. We typically have day baseball with this extended super long baseball season, which is really exciting, right? We're going to have day baseball for quite a long time, not just on Wednesdays, of course. Yes or no, do we have a day baseball game for the Early Edge crew?
Yes.
Perfect. See, he follows directions so perfectly well. Mike McClure, I can't wait for that pick. But Martin Green, you teased it. We're actually going to start with you. What is your soccer pick today?
I'm going to have to go for goals for this one, Sia. There's been a lot of inconsistent results in the last week or two, but we should hopefully witness another entertaining game between Real Madrid and Bayern Munich at the Bernabeu in Madrid today. This clash is delicately poised. They played out a thrilling 2-2 draw in Germany last week. But I'm thinking that both teams to score an over 2.5 goals is going to pay off again. It has landed in 15 out of 16 away games for Bayern Munich in the league this season. They're very dangerous in attack, but they're defensively vulnerable. So their away games have actually averaged 4.25 goals, which is just a huge number for soccer. Real Madrid's home games average 3.07 goals in La Liga. We know that in the last round they played out that 3-3 draw with Manchester City in Spain. So I'm hoping that we're going to see another open game here, and I think we should see over 2.5 goals. Both teams score minus 125.
Martin, let me ask you this, because we have Jeff Stenberg in the chat, and he says, how do you feel, Martin, about club, and I might be pronouncing this wrong, Brugge, team total over 1.5 at +125?
Oh, that is a tough one. That's a tough one. It's Club Brugge are taking on Fiorentina in the second leg of the Europa League, I believe, Europa League or Conference League. I kind of feel like it's going to be 1-1, so I probably wouldn't go for that, I'm afraid. I can see Fiorentina just scraping through on aggregate. But yeah, maybe, but not for me. Best of luck.
Yeah. Yeah, Martin, I knew it was Bruges too. I was just seeing if you knew. And I was also going to say the aggregate thing. By the way, Tim, Japan was asking, are you drinking out of a Yeti cup or a Stanley cup? I didn't see the cup you were drinking out of. Is there a cup involved in the prop market here?
No, there's no cup. I just know it's really early to be talking about Wood, because that soccer match yesterday, I mean, four different times it hit Wood, and you know, it's early morning to be talking about so much Wood. It was an amazing stat by Martin yesterday, because if you had over in that game and you got all that Wood and it didn't go over, see, you got some story to talk about.
Alex Wood not even on the mound tonight, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let's get to a sports line pick and quickly change the subject. We're going to go to hockey. We're going to go to the NHL playoffs. We've got a pick up there on Sportsline, and it's the Bruins-Panthers over 5.5. This is plus money, pretty much even money at +102. Again, this game's at 7:30 tonight. I was pretty much shocked that the Bruins, coming off that Toronto Maple Leaf series just two nights before, having that just kind of brutal game seven, a seven-game series, and then they come in to Florida and absolutely wax the Panthers. It makes me kind of want to take the Panthers in this one, maybe in regulation, get a decent line there, a decent juice there. But either way, the sports line pick is Bruins Panthers over 5.5. If you have anything you like on that game, put it in the chat. That's going to be our NHL talk, at least for this show. You can get the rest of the picks on Sportsline. And if you want to make that pick, go to BetMGM. New BetMGM customers can sign up today and get up to $1,500 in bonus bets. Just place your first wager of at least $10, and you'll receive up to $1,500 instantly if your bet loses with bonus code EDGE. That's bonus code EDGE, E-D-G-E. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got to go right back to Tim for his NBA pick, which I am very intrigued by. But before we do that, let's hear a message from our partners.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The wait is over. The Chi returns with new episodes on Paramount Plus.
What brings you to the show?
Opportunity.
Everybody get down! Walk right up to
the side. A new rain is coming to the South Side.
Never should have sent a boy to do a woman's job.
The Chi. New episodes now streaming. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with the Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto renews. Restrictions apply.
Everyone is talking about If.
I'm going to go on a limb here, man. I like it. I love it.
It's original and heartfelt.
Ta-da!
And the must-see comedy of the summer that's perfect for the whole family.
This is just so exciting.
If. Rated PG. Now playing in theaters.
All right. Kyle Laverne says, been on a heater lately. I absolutely love to hear that. Tim, you're always on a heater. You've got an NBA pick tonight. It's the only NBA game. You've picked a side. I am partial to your side because, and I don't want to spoil anything you're about to say, namely your pick, that illegal screen at the top of the key. Listen, you played college basketball at an extremely high level. Can you just comment on that first before you give out your pick? The illegal screen on, I guess it was Miles Turner near the top of the key. To me, every NBA screen in that area is illegal in one way or the other, at least 50% illegal. I would have never called that. What are your as the basketball guru, the guy who played at what was it, Northwestern and what was the others? St. John's. Sorry for
forgetting. Show the ring.
I know you have the NIT ring. I can't believe I forgot it. Thank you, Mike. This is a good comeback story here. All right.
So, by the way, Dante DiVincenzo must be a friend or a fan of The Pitch, because that was some amazing soccer acting from him. Yes. Okay. He caught like a little bump and woo, goes flying all over the place. I mean, that's how soccer players do it. I kind of respect it. Rick Carlisle said this after the game, and it's so true. They ain't going to get any calls. I mean, this is just especially on the road, okay? Business is business. The Knicks are really big business. And 50-50 calls, do not expect to go the Pacers' way. That's just the NBA. It's been like that since the beginning of time. Saying all that, the Knicks should be favorite in this game. But if you remember game number one, you know, this was a spread that I thought should be around 3, 3.5. Mm-hmm. Interesting enough, that's right where the number settled. I'm going to come back in game one, play the Pacers, going to come back and play the Pacers again. You talked about the illegal screen, kick ball. There were other opportunities. I thought Indiana was good, not great. And, I mean, the Knicks are doing it basically with five players. Sure, McBride has had moments here and there off the bench, but the Mitchell Robinson news, he's going to miss extended time out with injury. I think the Pacers are better. I don't know if they're better starting five, but, oh, my goodness, their bench blew the Knicks completely out of the water. So now I think the spread's getting a little bit back to earth, but I still think it should be like 2.5 or 3 in this spot. So I do think you're getting an edge with Indiana. Tyrese Halliburton has to be better in that spot. So, yes, give me Indiana plus the points. And see ya. That season I was at St. John's, I had courtside seats because I never played. I just go, hey, guys. So, Martin, throw them up on the screen. Martin, I want to tell you this, okay? I have 3 children now, and I'm relatively happily married. But they always used to ask me, my children, they said, you know, what type of stats did you have? And I said, well, I was a 30-30-30 guy. So my son goes, you had 30 rebounds, 30 assists, and 30 points per game? I said, no. If we were winning by 30 points or losing by 30 points, I got into the game for like 30 seconds in my statistical career at St. John's. So, yes, I watched a lot of games there. Beat Duke on a last-second Teen Wolf shot. The guy shot free throws, tie game. I was on the bench. No one was on the line. He made a free throw, didn't even shoot the second one. We beat J.J. Redick, Mike Krzyzewski at the Garden. Everyone ran on the floor. I was smoking a cigarette, I remember, because one of my friends had a cigarette, because I knew I was transferring at that point. Had some amazing memories there. Madison Square Garden, played there in high school. Obviously, that was my home court in college. It's been an electric environment. This is going to be a great series. I think Knicks in 7. I'm not saying they don't win tonight, but the points end up being the difference.
Mike, let me kick something off to you here before we get to my first 5 pick. And I'm going to be on a total today as opposed to a side in the first 5. But so I do kind of lean to the Pacers plus 4.5. I certainly haven't made an official play of it like Tim Doyle has. But I wonder, because the Pacers looked like the better team for pretty much the entire game, not by a huge margin. I just thought they looked like the better team. They looked like what I thought the Knicks were going to look like. Is this the type of situation where – do you anticipate adjustments on the New York Knicks side? And Tim, I'm going to kick this right back to you before we get to my pick, because I was pretty alarmed at how well the Pacers played and how well they seemed to match up. A lot of wide open shots that they were able to knock down against the Knicks.
Yeah, I think the only adjustment you could see is they try to slow the tempo a little bit. The Pacers have the depth advantage when they've run those bodies out there and can play with pace. I think New York still is going to prefer a half-court game if they can. But you can't make a ton of adjustments because you can only play guys 48 minutes, and they're already playing 48 minutes. They've got 5 guys, essentially. So as far as New York goes, it comes down to Jalen Brunson. The kid's phenomenal, right? Mm-hmm. If he has a poor night, or if DiVincenzo doesn't knock down every deep three, they're in trouble at times, right? So I think it's going to be a very, very competitive series and a very competitive game tonight. But in terms of adjustments, if I had to look for anything, I'd be looking at the total. I'd be looking going under the 220 that it is up to now. I think that New York probably wants to slow this down a little more.
Tim, I thought they were going to slow it down in game one to not play the Pacers' pace, and that's not it. That's not what happened. I thought the under would come in. I didn't bet on it, but it didn't come in. Like, it wasn't even close. Thoughts on any adjustments on the Knicks side?
I think that the Pacers are going to be hard to guard because – now with no Mitchell Robinson to really get technical and like boring basketball stuff, Isaiah Hartenstein does not want to come out and guard Miles Turner from the three, right? So he's going to pull Hartenstein away from the hoop. So what is that going to open up, right? More driving lanes, more explosive plays. Look at Neesmith, his dunk. To Halliburton's going to be able to get into the lane. I was out with Charles Barkley. This was about 3 weeks ago, and I was drinking tequila. And he told me this is a bad matchup for the Knicks. And because that at that time, they were going to line up with each other. And, you know, Knicks ended up jumping into the two spot. So he goes, oh, they're gonna have a tough series against Indiana. He liked Indiana for those reasons. I mean, you know, Charles has been around the league a long time. So, and then in game one, to your point, you know, they kind of got whatever they wanted. You wonder, are the Knicks going to wear down? That was an emotional series against Philadelphia. They're basically playing six guys now. And over the course of seven games, I mean, the bench, there was a huge edge towards the Pacers bench. You know, does that eventually wear down the Knicks? I think it does. So, yeah. I think the Knicks I end up winning this series because of home court advantage, but I don't know how much they're going to have left for the Celtics because they will be playing the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, completely fair point. By the way, David Tock, we brought up the hockey picks in that. If you had a hockey pick, put it in the chat. He says Carolina Hurricanes down 0-2. Okay. And then he says they will win four straight, book it, and bet it and cash it.
They were favorite in game number two, which was crazy to me, in New York. The Carolina was favorite in that spot, Sia.
Yeah, I think taking whether you take four in a row or not, taking the series price on Carolina is probably pretty appetizing. I'm not looking at that line now, but David Tock, maybe you could let us know what the series price is on Carolina right now, because that is pretty – I know Carolina's good. I know they were buyers at the trade deadline. Rangers good too, but I like that play going back to Carolina for the next two. All right, let's get to my first five pick, and then, Mike, we're going to get to your day game. I'll be really quick with mine. I've got the D-backs and Reds. I'm taking the first five under here at four and a half. Again, under 4.5 at minus 105. I could see this line going sort of the other way, at least from a juice perspective. The line itself won't change. But I could see this being like plus 100 by the time these guys go, maybe plus 105, which I think this game is at 6:40 Eastern Standard Time. This is just one of those things where neither of these teams can really hit. I mean, specifically the Diamondbacks, like we're talking about a lefty going for the Diamondbacks, and the Reds haven't been good against lefties or righties. But we got Graham Ashcraft on the mound for the Reds. And listen, the Diamondbacks are really great against lefties, but not really great against righties. I think Graham Ashcraft is certainly a decent pitcher. And we saw the Diamondbacks' bats get hot over the last two games, but that was against Montas and Waldron. I do think Graham Ashcraft is the better pitcher. Yes, this is Great American Small Park. Yes, the bats do seem to be heating up on the Arizona side, but I just think this is a matchup play more than anything in terms of going up against a lefty on one side, going up against a righty on the other side. Neither team good with that matchup. I'm going to take the first five under 4.5. Let's try to make it three in a row, minus 105. Like I said, though, if you want to wait on this line till early evening, I don't think this goes the other way. In other words, I don't think the line moves with us. I think if anything, it moves against us. If you want to try to save a few pennies, feel free to wait and maybe get it at even money or something like that. But it'll probably hover around this juice the entire time. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is my first five pick. And now we got to get to another baseball pick about 4 hours, 4.5 hours before mine. And it's, oh, surprise, surprise. It's a Kansas City Royals game. Mike McClure, what you got today on baseball?
Yes, see a day baseball here. I'm going Kansas City Royals. I bet this last night, minus 120 on Sportsline. Hopefully you guys are all Sportsline members and have those notifications on so you can get the plays when you can get them. This has moved to around minus 135 across most of the market. There's still a minus 128 out there if you search. But when I look at this game, it's mostly a math play. I made the Royals winning 59% of the time. That means this price point here should be minus 144. Now, when I look at Joe Ross, he's someone, a very interesting story. He looked okay at points in his career, had the injury, had the long time off, has come back, has looked okay at times this season. But I don't think this is a great matchup for him individually. So when I look at his pitch arsenal, he uses three different pitches that account for about 90% of his usage. It's going to be the slider, sinker, and four-seam fastball. The slider is the one that it's his favorite, but it's kind of a mixed bag here. So I look at weighted on base average and expected weighted on base average. Those two numbers are nearly identical at 345, which is below Major League Baseball average for a starting pitcher. But where my concerns are is if the slider's not locating at all, or he's not having a ton of success with it, which the numbers indicate he probably won't. That four-seam fastball that he throws is simply too flat and straight. It's getting hit hard, 94 miles per hour, the average exit velocity, 20-degree launch angle. He is surrendering hard-hit line drives. This is a Royals team that is much improved, still underrated by the market. And then Brady Singer on the other side, having the best season of his career so far, lowest hard hit rate, highest strikeout rate, has an electric slider as well that he features. I think this is a spot where the only risk that we have is just general day baseball risk. When it's getaway day like this, there is always a chance that someone is not going to play in the lineup as both teams are traveling. Kansas City is traveling West Coast to LA. So monitor it. The only player that I would back off of this completely is if Bobby Witt Jr. were not in the lineup, but I do not expect that to be the case. So just monitor it like you always have to with Major League Baseball day games like this. But I'm on the Royals here, minus 120.
Mike, with day games like this, I wonder, you know, playing the possibility that maybe somebody sits, and we're really speculating at this point of the day, but Big Cheesy, you know, I don't think he's necessarily factoring in somebody sitting, but he does seem to lean to the under of 8.5 in this game. You're not playing a total in this game, but do you have a side one way or the other on this total?
It's a slight lean there. Not big enough of an edge for me to want to go play it. I think the number's about right. I think you're looking at 8 or 9. Not something I personally would want to play.
No particular edge there, in other words. All right, that sounds good. Martin Green, I know you're answering a lot of questions in the chat. Anything pop up on the pitch to let everybody know about in terms of maybe a play that you responded to that sounded good to you or vice versa, really?
There's been a lot of interesting picks coming up. I did like the look of Vinicius Jr. to score at any time in the Real Madrid-Bayern Munich game. That does look like a good bet. He's got the pace to cause all sorts of problems for Bayern Munich's slightly slow defenders on the counter-attack. He scored twice in the first leg, so I do like that one. That's probably my pick of the bets that have popped up in the chat.
All right, we got an extra potential live play if you want to take that. And ladies and gentlemen, I think it's time. Tim, do you authorize me going to the recap screen or am I leaving you out of something? What do you got?
No, I could just tell Martin and I are kindred spirits, and I've never been to his beautiful country, but I want to go. I want to go to Ascot. I want to put the hat on. I want to do the whole thing, okay? Like, is that cool, Martin? Am I invited?
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll go. We'll do Ascot. We'll do Cheltenham. We'll get caps. We can smoke pipes. It'll be great.
Yeah, that sounds. And then I was also admiring McClure's lighting. It's so soft. It's almost like Diane Sawyer. It's like a heavenly light. He looks like he has Botox, but I know he doesn't. Like, there's no lines or anything. It's just an amazing light for him. That's what I was really thinking the whole time he was speaking.
Check off Diane Sawyer on your bingo card. You never know what you're going to get from Tim Doyle. By the way, Martin Green, Tim Doyle, over on the other side of the pond has sitcom written all over it. Seriously, that would be absolutely amazing. That can be the sitcom right after the sitcom that me and Bucket star in. All right, let's take a look at the recap screen before we get out of here. Martin Green, Real Madrid, Bayern, both teams to score and over 2.5 at minus 125. I got the D-backs Reds first five under tonight. That under is 4.5 at minus 105. Tim Doyle, Pacers plus 4.5 against the Knicks, of course, at New York. Mike McClure, Royals money line. That one is at 210, I believe, today, this afternoon, Eastern Standard Time. Royals money line is minus 120. And the sports line pick, we're taking the over at plus money, pretty much even money at plus 102. Bruins, Panthers over 5.5. And by the way, David Tock answers the question, plus 700 for Carolina in six. Which is interesting. Obviously, them winning the series would be a little lower than that, but I think that's intriguing to take Carolina to win the series. But if you want to take them to win four in a row, just so you know, David Tock has told us it is plus 700. Matt says, lots of winners on this board. Let's go. And that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to go. We're going to get out of here and enjoy the day baseball, the hockey, the NBA playoffs, and some evening first five action as well. On behalf of Tim Doyle, Mike McClure, Martin Green, and Jake the Snake on the ones and twos, this is the Early Edge. I am the counselor. Have a great Wednesday, everybody. We rest our case.
You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving non-stop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel, streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.